Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Should be an interesting show today.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. Okay. I'm going to mention this. I'm going to tease this. We don't need to get into it now. Control yourself. But after 7 o'clock, we're going to have a discussion about yesterday's celebrity death pool picks. There's a bit of controversy.
Yeah.
And you know what? Might not even be a controversy. We might be able to work it out without a lot of friction. I doubt it.
I doubt it highly.
But it's worth a conversation.
The conversation's got to happen.
Yes. All right. Yes. So if you missed it yesterday, we picked round 17 of our celebrity death pool picks. The wager is prank calls. The winner gets to pick a prank call for each of the two losers. One of Jimmy's picks was announced dead yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, there's a problem with it, and we'll deal with it after 7, okay?
All right.
Outside he's so worked up over this. He's been up all night stewing. And
it's been a year and a half.
Jimmy Rage is alive today.
Well, and we were talking about it on the drive-in, and he was like, F-bomb every second word. I'm like, you can't do this on the air.
That must have been a fun drive.
Yeah.
Usually it's him dropping F-bombs about something that somebody else did. And
if you missed it yesterday, Blink announced a tour. We're getting a show in Edmonton in June next
June
year.
June 29th.
And Tom's back with
the
band.
Reuniting with Tom DeLonge. So it's the classic lineup. They got a new album coming out.
I think there's a song dropping by the end of the week.
This is one of their old ones. Feeling This. Getting us going this morning.
The Locker Room topic of the day.
What brings you luck? What do you lean on for luck?
Maybe you got a rabbit's foot.
Yeah. I have an interesting relationship with luck and superstitions and things like that. Because I don't necessarily believe... I kind of believe that things are going to happen for a reason. Like, mm-hmm. They're going to happen. Like... The team is going to do well if they play well, and it's kind of in their hands.
Yeah.
But I'm also that guy where if I hear the announcer talk about, well, look at that, the team hasn't scored in over 12 minutes, and I'm like, what are you
doing?
Stop it.
Yeah.
I'm the guy yelling at the TV.
I'm watching baseball, and they start talking about a perfect game in the fourth inning. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
You're going to jinx
them. Or when you post, I can walk faster than Cassian skates and then we lose.
Say that again?
You screwed that all up.
I totally screwed that up, yeah.
Yeah.
Say it again. I need to hear that again, though.
No, because you're going to slow it down anyway, so it doesn't matter.
His tweet is, I'm still faster than Lucic.
What player did you pick?
Cassian.
It was somebody. I know nothing about our hockey team.
I'm kind of like the same. Like I'm like, I don't believe in that. But at the same time, I'm like, last two times I wore that jersey, they lost. So I'll probably switch it up today.
This is me too.
I have like a weird relationship with it where I don't believe it. But just in case.
I was mad at the email we got yesterday to the entire building.
Mm-hmm.
About trying to get everybody to wear Oilers gear. I'm like, what are you doing? All you're doing is jinxing the team. If you want to do this, it's on you. If you need to come into work tomorrow with a what jersey, Jimmy?
I'm not doing
What's
Michigan.
Our team?
That's on you. Don't send an email out to the entire staff.
Because you're jinxing it.
You're going to screw up the start of the season. So what brings you luck is our discussion this morning. What brings you luck? But before we get to that.
Or when you post, I can walk faster than Cassian skates and then we lose.
Say that again?
You screwed that all up.
I totally screwed that up. Yeah.
You knew I was going to slow that down.
As soon as I make any mistake, you slow it down.
The locker room topic of the day.
What brings you luck?
Yeah, Christy has a jade pendant that she's been wearing since she was 18. And since wearing it, I think she's turning 40 soon, right? And since wearing it, she has not had a broken bone, and there are plenty of times that she should have. So her jade pendant protects her bones.
Could be milk.
Maybe.
Could be the jade pendant.
We'll see.
I haven't broken any bones.
No?
I shouldn't. Knock on wood. Here we go. Yeah.
Like,
nothing.
Like ever?
See, that's the
You good broke luck your tailbone, didn't you?
Yeah, it's cartilage.
It's not a bone.
So it's in three little pieces. It's like a finger, your tailbone. And I dislocated one off of it. So they kind of, when you go in and you get it like looked at, they go, "Well, you broke it." But it didn't break. It just went and kind of dislocated. And I think it still kind of floats around in there. But no, I mean, and I've dislocated fingers. I may have broke my thumb.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have actually had a hairline fracture from the drinking accident I had.
That might have been a break. That might have been a fracture or something.
So I still can't, like, check it out.
Can't bend it all the way.
I still can't bend my thumb. And that happened on Labor Day weekend. That was the long darts tournament weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Yeah. No.
That was in August 7th.
Has it been that long since my
still can't bend it?
Better do some ear candling. It's still actually I have plans as soon as I get into the new house. We're gonna candle. So this is 7, right?
Yes.
Transformers 7, we got news. When is it coming out? Let's get that out of the way, because we always end up at the end of this going, did we tell everybody when it was supposed to be coming out?
July 19th.
Next year.
Of 2024.
I got June 9th, 2023.
I love it when we get any information from Jimmy, and then he goes, yeah, I can handle it. I got it. Don't worry.
The announcement,
I'll take care of it.
The announcement was it's been pushed ahead. It's now 2024.
Okay. All right. So why are we talking about this? Is there something significant about Transformers 7 that we didn't know before? That they're working on it?
It's called the Rise of the Beasts.
I've interest in these.
Oh, like, yeah. But yeah. Actually, so like, I didn't like...
I watched the Mark Wahlberg one. It was okay.
See, I didn't really like the Michael Bay Transformer movies. I thought they were just... Yeah.
I enjoyed them. The ones with Shia?
Yeah, I didn't really like them that much, but I really liked the Bumblebee movie that they did, which was like a prequel set in the 80s.
Okay.
I thought the Bumblebee movie was the best out of all those Transformers.
Because
movies.
What made the Bumblebee so good, it actually had the Transformers look like they did in the animated series, where Bumblebee was actually a
buggy.
A beetle rather than a Camaro. And they all looked like each other.
We talked about off air.
Huh.
I said, is this nerd news? He's like, no, it's not nerd news.
Okay, so this
I like the Bumblebee movie, so I have hope for this.
This one's going to be called Rise of the Beast. It's actually going to be kind of centered around, like, they had an offshoot animated series. Maybe this is nerd news, which was called The Transformers Beast Wars.
Yeah, it smells a lot like nerd news. I said, do you want me to use the nerd news intro? And you're like dead set against it. And this smells, tastes Hold on.
Because what makes it...
No, it feels like nerd news, too.
Because what makes it different from nerd news is usually the nerd news stuff is stuff you would never watch. This is stuff that you liked.
This.
Pete Davidson's in it.
And also, this is actually going to be directed by the Creed 2 director.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, serious. They got a video of him on their official Instagram doing the voice work for Transformers.
What is wrong with the world?
But the director from Creed 2 is doing this.
Okay,
so you might like it.
Okay, all right. We can move on, eh?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Transformers 7, out in 17 years. You heard it first here on
Davidson.
The Lock with Pete Davidson at 52.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Okay, I'll give you an update quickly on where we're at with the celebrity death pool. We started this shortly after becoming a show. I think we did it literally like a week or two.
I think our first week as a show.
So it's 6+ years we've been doing it. We're on round 17. We made our round 17 picks yesterday because I won round 16 with Loretta Lynn. And what we do is we pick five people, and then we put a wager on it. We try to make the wager somewhat painful because we realize how disturbing this whole thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've done, you had to be a vegan for a month. We've done, well, the boys have to eat Mexican food for every meal.
That's going on right
now. That's happening right now till the end of the week. We try to have some fun with it as well. And the new wager is... the winner gets to pick a prank call for the two losers, which could be very interesting.
Which could be very interesting.
Now, yesterday, and fun. I'm actually looking forward to the next one, whether I win or lose. Now, yesterday's picks, where are they?
Should I go through the list quickly?
Yeah, go through them.
So, Lachlan chose Barbara Walters, Alexei Navalny. It was the Russian opponent for Putin. Tony Bennett, Bob Barker, and Gary Busey. I picked Bob Newhart, Jamie Campbell from Sportsnet, Gordon Lightfoot, Jimmy Carter, and Carol Burnett. And then Jimmy picked Vladimir Putin, Shannon Doherty, Sir David Attenborough, Michael J. Fox, and Angela Lansbury.
Okay, now that was that his last pick?
No, it was his third pick.
It was his third pick. Okay, you just highlighted the
pick. I just put it last.
Yeah, so now, yesterday, as soon as we left the building, I started getting texts. Mm-hmm. People were like, Angela Lansbury, who picked Angela?
Angela Lansbury's dead.
Didn't Jimmy pick Angela?
She's almost 97, she's dead.
Yeah, so... I said, listen, let's talk about it tomorrow because we don't have a lot of rules and some of the rules are a little bit unwritten, right? Mm-hmm. Like one of the things that we have is if you pick anybody under 65 and they win, you get a bonus pick in the next round.
Yeah.
Okay. When we started the death pool, we had a conversation about whether or not you picked somebody that was already dead by accident, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
which happens.
And Grant wanted to do this. And you and I kind of kiboshed. We kind of went, I don't like that. Because if we screw up, if we pick somebody that we
did. This isn't a screw up.
Just wait.
Listen,
just wait, Jimmy.
Hold on. I'm explaining why we didn't make it a firm 100% golden rule. Because we didn't all agree on it. Grant wanted you to lose your pick. So if you accidentally picked somebody
overall when we started this.
Yeah. So if you're on the air and I go, Bob Dole, and I go, oh, damn it, I already won with Bob Dole.
Because I'm used to fantasy sports where that has happened, where I've been in drafts where guys have picked players and then it's like that guy died a couple weeks ago.
Or he.
And they're stuck with it.
Or he's retired.
In jail or he retired.
Or whatever. And you're stuck with that guy for the whole season. And I said, well, that's a little bit harsh. So what we've been doing before every round, and I've been getting Jimmy to do it, is I'll send him the list of past picks and I'll say, hey, listen, go through. And that's the, I don't know about you guys, but I use the list of past picks and a couple of other things that mm-hmm. I look at when I'm deciding on who I'm going to pick for the next round. I say, go through and just make sure that nobody on this list has died. So in the form that we use for the celebrity death pool, which now has a breakdown of every round we've had and everybody that we've picked, won and lost with, there is a list of past picks that we cross-reference every time. And sometimes, if we've gone a lot, like before the last win, before the Queen win, which I got a couple months back, Jimmy spent, I don't know, half an hour going through the whole list. And there was like three or four people on the list that we hadn't picked in that latest round that had passed on. So we updated the past picks list. Okay. And that's something that you did on Monday before we made the picks on Tuesday.
Yes.
Yesterday at 7. Okay. Now, when Angela Lansbury, when she passed away, I said to you, you better check the time of death. Mm-hmm. And so you got back to me and you said, oh, damn it, she passed away at 1 a.m.
She passed away at 1 a.m., but it was announced. It was not announced anywhere. When I Googled it on Monday, she was still alive.
You still picked
she
a dead person.
She was still alive.
You picked a dead person.
No,
she
died at 1 o'clock
group.
In the morning. It was made public that afternoon.
What was your response,
still
Jimmy?
Won.
Jimmy, what was your response? You said,
because I know how you guys are going to go. If it was one of you jackasses that had picked her, it would be 100% Locke won, even though he's won for the last year freaking straight.
You said it was 1 a.m. Does that mean my win is a forfeit, or do I just get another repick? You were fully on board
so
with just
stupid.
Repicking because dead when
I
picked
thought
her.
About it. If it was Locke that had picked
somebody,
Angela Lansbury.
A couple of people got in his head and went, no, Jimmy, don't let those a-holes win. You won this fair and square.
Okay, oh, hold on, but you're wrong.
No.
About one thing. No, I'm not wrong.
Because if it was you,
Jimmy,
it would be your fifth win.
No, hold on.
100%. No questions asked.
Grant, back me up on this. If the tables were turned, if I had Angela...
We would not let you win.
No.
There would be no chance Jimmy would be all over you.
You would have overruled it, as you do always.
Jimmy would have been all over you saying, no, you forfeit your pick or you repick. There's no way. She was dead before the draft. We drafted at what, 8 a.m., 7 a.m.?
7:10.
7:10 a.m. She was dead at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
That's
it was not made public.
Okay, well, hold on. Here's where we're at, whether or not we agree. Calm down. I need you to calm down, okay? Take a deep breath. Here's where we're at. Regardless of whether or not you agree with this, you did pick a dead person. And that is one
but
of our
rules. It wasn't public.
But she was
dead.
She had
she
passed
was cold.
Away.
It was not public.
And I
it was
think,
cold. She was cold.
To be fair to Angela Lansbury's memory for Murder, She Wrote, she would want us to do a full investigation into this.
That's true, actually.
So here's what I suggest. Hear me out, okay? I think we stick with the picks that we have. Stick with the wager, but we give you two picks.
Ooh.
I don't like that idea. If we're doing this because you're now, she's dead, and you guys are saying it's invalid so that it's all good, so you're not sticking to the wager, so because I won, so if I get two picks, I get one of yours and one of yours. The same thing as if we broke a wager in previous... If we broke a wager previous...
So he gets to steal one of...
He gets to steal one
from each of you.
Instead of
because he
picking.
Cheated.
He didn't cheat.
I did not cheat.
Are you trying to give him a corner?
Yeah. I want to see that shunt explode.
My face is turning red.
It's been red
it's
for
been
about
red
6 minutes.
All morning.
It's about as red as that mishap shirt. And the only reason I know it's mishaps is because you had to tell me. As the logo's covered. Are you comfortable with that, Grant? I think, listen, because here's the thing. I also was trying to think about, could we bring somebody in to be a mediator? Because this is going to get ugly. Do we rely? I think the texts are going to go both ways.
That's pretty much what's happening.
So it's either one of two things has to happen.
Like, one we could bring our boss in because he doesn't care about any of us.
Okay,
and
Jimmy,
let him decide.
Either you guys forfeit a pick each.
He doesn't even know about this.
He hates all of us equally.
Jimmy, here's what I want to point out to you, though, is positive Mike is on your side right now. Does that make you feel like maybe you're in the wrong?
No.
Because you guys disagree on everything.
He's only agreeing with me right now because it disagrees with both of you. Yeah. He's an equal dick to all of us.
I think that's a good compromise because I don't know how to sort this out fairly because you did technically pick a dead person.
But it's
too quick to be flipping this round. I'm not. It's not even about the wager for me. It's about we got to do this all over again. And the thing is, how much different are the picks going to be in the next round? We're probably going to stick to a similar. So I kind of like your idea. You can take one of mine, and one of Grant's, and then we move forward with the same wager and we stick with round 17.
I'm okay with that if you guys are okay with that.
Are you okay?
I think that's a good compromise.
I didn't even think of this as an option, but I don't mind that.
Yeah. Because in previous, if we broke the wager, this isn't technically breaking the wager, but...
Well...
Okay. Yeah. No, you didn't cheat. Grant's just trying to wind you up. You didn't cheat. It's just, it's a technicality. That's all I'm saying.
I got a headache.
All right. Can I choose Jimmy for the death pool?
I am on the list.
Jimmy, do you want to look at what we have in front of, have a look at what we have.
Yeah.
And then when we get back from the commercial break, you can decide between one of mine and one of Grant's. Are you good with that?
I know who he's taking for mine. He's taking Gordon Lightfoot for mine.
I want you to be okay with this because
I'm good with that.
You're good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. It was kind of your idea.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right. And if there's anybody with any sort of medical expertise,
please come down to the station.
Swing by. Maybe you got one of those monitors for the hearts, or we should probably check his blood pressure.
We're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
All right, we sorted it out. That was wildly painful, but
speak for yourself. I'm
round 17 of the locker room celebrity death pool. Redux is that the right term?
I have no idea.
Anyway, we're keeping it going, right? We're not technically giving Jimmy a win for Angela Lansbury because he did technically pick her after she had passed away. So, but it's not fair that he doesn't get the win because, anyway, we don't need to rehash this. It wasn't public. Okay. So he's allowed to take one from my picks and one from Grant's picks.
So he's probably going to get a win in this round anyway.
Well, yeah, because now you got seven total.
You had seven the last round.
I didn't. Well, I did win with that.
And he did win.
Yeah. Okay, so Jimmy, who are you taking from me?
Barbara Walters.
Okay, all right. We got a steal of Barbara Walters from my picks and then Grant Johnson.
Bob Newhart, because he actually looks...
Bob Newhart.
He actually looks like he...
Better check if he's still alive.
I better double check.
We don't need you cheating again.
I did not cheat.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
Here we go. Opening day for a new NHL season for your Edmonton Oilers. This is the year. This is it.
Yes!
The team took the off season. Added a couple more former Maple Leafs. They're going to have a full season with the most handsome coach in the NHL. And they raised beer prices again. What more can they do to try to bring the Stanley Cup back to Edmonton? Plus, now as an added bonus, they are making you pay to see interviews with the players and the coaches. $60 a year to see what they post on their webpage. I again ask, what more can they do? All kidding aside, I'm not even sure why we're playing a season, if I'm being honest, because according to every sports broadcasting network in Canada, the Leafs have already won the championship. I'm pretty sure I saw a story that they've already started engraving Austin Matthews' mustache onto the Stanley Cup.
Regardless of that, it's going to be a fun season. And if you are headed to the game tonight, legally speaking, now that we are the freest place on earth, you're allowed to bring in your own food and drinks. So enjoy. The Grant Report is brought to you by our line of shuntware. T-shirts like I do my own shunts, got shunt, go shunt yourself, and more. Get one before Jimmy's shunt explodes. Text him now.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Okay, I'll play it again, and then we'll explain it. But this was the official start of the season. The new NHL season was last night, so there was a handful of games. Our season doesn't start until tonight. The only season we care about, the Edmonton Oilers, who are going to go on to the Stanley Cup Final this year. But this was the New York game?
New York and Tampa Bay last night.
All right, and it's the very beginning of the game.
Puck drop, yeah.
Just before the puck drops.
That's the ref. So the ref is mic'd up, and this is they're all at center ice. He's about to drop the puck, and he stops and gives that little speech.
I hope that whoever came up with that idea is unemployed today.
It's so cringy, isn't it? And I know what they're trying to do. Like, they're trying to, like, stop. How do we make the game more accessible to our fans and bring them closer to the action?
Let the refs talk?
Let the refs do pregame speeches is not the answer.
But don't they, in other sports, like, they mic players and stuff like that?
They do that, but then they do, like, special little things with them sometimes. And now the mics, they have mics on the refs to announce penalties.
Was this NBC or something?
I think this is like when they put the trail on the puck.
Yeah.
Remember that? They're always trying to figure out how to get people to watch hockey down in the States.
Because more people watch bowling.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So they're like, hey, let's make this game more fun. Like in the NFL, they do those Nickelodeon games. Have you seen those?
No.
So they do like graphics during the games for kids where like players are getting slimed and stuff.
Okay. I did not know that.
This is the NHL's...
I like the Monday night thing that they do with the quarterback brothers,
Eli and Peyton.
That's fun. I don't watch that, but I watch the highlights of it.
Yeah.
Every week I see the highlights of it. There's always a couple of funny moments. So I've seen this before, like an element of this, and I'm okay with them miking the ref. And like when he bends down with the puck and goes, okay, boys, have a good game.
Yeah.
And then drops the puck. Right. I'm okay with that. This, no.
It's just so...
Stop it.
It's so cringy.
I don't think they would do this in Canada.
The thing about, like, I love hockey.
For a Canadian game.
But hockey players and refs, not the most personality, right? And then whenever there is somebody with personality, everyone gets mad at them, like Biz Galloff.
Yes,
everyone
exactly.
wanted to run him, like hated him because he had personality.
Yeah. Like, I'm bothered by the extreme lack of personality. Like, I hate to say it, but McDavid could use a little dose of something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need him to come out and do card tricks, right? But give me something. Give me something, Connor.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I love you. You are unbelievable, and that's great. You do that, but you're the face of the organization. Maybe
a little personality.
That's why I was somewhat okay with the drunk video of him downtown Toronto.
Yeah.
Right? Like he was stumbling around. Like there was a wart shown there.
Mm-hmm. But would you rather, you know, someone that's focused on personality or someone focused on game?
Listen, again, that's
not
what I'm
focused
saying.
Focused on personality.
I'm just saying just a dose of it. That's all. Just a bit. That's what I said. I don't need him to come out and do card tricks, but give me something.
There's a reason everyone loves Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah.
He's a joker.
And Mess.
Yeah.
Mess was good with it. Like, he had a good smile. Good, right? You know what I mean? Like, even, I'm trying to think of another example. Gretzky was not a great example. He got better over time, but I'm trying to think of some...
I can just picture Gary Batman being like,
How do we make this game appeal to younger fans?
Malkin is a jokester. Ovechkin has a little bit of like chutzpah, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, that needs to stop.
I hope they do it tonight. Let's see if they do it in Edmonton.
Don't. Don't encourage it. So, Danielle Smith, we've been talking about a lot, but you can't not. She posted a picture on her Twitter yesterday,
mm-hmm.
maybe in her Instagram as well, and it's bizarre. No? It's bizarre, right?
I think I know what's going on, but...
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to get into it in a minute. If you want to look at it, because I was like, what? What is this? It's baffling. It really is. I even brought my wife down. I'll tell you what I told her. But mm-hmm. if you want to see the picture, it's on her Twitter, but you can go to mine as well, at Lachlan Cross, LochlinCross. And just have a look. I pinned it to the top of my tweets because this is what we're going to be talking about now.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White, 95.7 Cruise FM.
So you guys have seen the picture, right?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, on Twitter.
I saw it.
It's a picture of her legs, Danielle Smith's legs. It's on her account. It's her official account. It's got the blue check mark.
Yeah.
And it just says it's a beautiful day. So she's getting sworn in at the Alberta Ledge. It's on the ledge carpet, and it's just her top of her knee and the front of her calf, and then her feet are crossed, and it's just like black patent shoes.
And then the carpet and the ledge.
Yeah. And I was like, so I brought my wife down. I was like, okay.
So she tweeted that picture and said, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah. So I brought my wife down and I said, is this weird? And she's like, yep. And I go, okay, so we're on the same page. I said, do you think she might be a bit crazy? My wife is like, yep.
So
I understand that somebody has done this.
So the mayor of Calgary, when she was voted in as mayor of Calgary, I'm not going to try to pronounce her name. She had tweeted a picture.
Exactly like this.
Exactly like that. Her legs, her feet, the carpet, and said, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Hashtag YYCCC. So Danielle Smith was kind of recreating that, and she put that up. And I was wondering, so I don't know if there could be a few things here is what I thought of. A, the hashtag that she used for the Alberta Ledge is AB leg. So I was like, maybe there's something there. The hashtag Alberta leg.
Okay, I didn't notice that.
Maybe she's good being like, the women are taking over this province. Like the mayor of Calgary is female. She posted that. Now Our premier is female. It's like, here we go. We're taking over. Or C, I was like, maybe she doesn't like the mayor of Calgary and she's making fun of her.
Well, at least there's some context there.
That's kind of what I, looking into it, I thought.
I did not know about the Calgary mayor doing that when she was sworn in the summer.
Yeah.
And that this was a duplication of that, because it is. It absolutely 100% is. So that does, but even the person that told me on Twitter, they tweeted me going, well, the mayor of Calgary did this. And I said, but is it still weird? And he's like, yeah, it's still kind of weird.
It's still weird.
It is. And you know what? I don't, like, I was trying to think of this from the gender perspective. Like, is this something that, that we're going to poke at because she's a woman? Because other women are like, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, is that fair? But I can't think of a comparison for a dude. Like,
the other thing I thought of, is that the carpet in the premier's office? Like, is that Jason Kenney's old office? And she's like, I'm in your office.
No, I think she was in the... she might have been trolling...
Trolling Kenny, maybe.
I don't hate that either.
The best comment was...
There's a bunch of comments on mine, and none of them are positive.
Just a Canadian guy is his Twitter, and he said, maybe if Jason Kenney showed more leg, he would have been a bit more popular.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, I want to give her the benefit of the doubt because, I mean, I think she's going to do enough damage on her own. Does she need me piling on?
Mm-hmm.
But I had a tough time with this one. And, yeah, because it's just, it's so random, right?
Yeah, it's super random.
Like, in a lot of, like, I was just looking at pictures in the ledge, and where they do a lot of their interviews, like when they're interviewing with other, like the press and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's that carpet. So it's maybe it's a matter of my feet are on this carpet. Like you're going to see me here kind
maybe
of thing.
Maybe it's an empowerment thing. Maybe we shouldn't be judging it. Maybe this,
yeah, might be.
Maybe that's what this is. Like, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe she's like, listen, the ladies are taking over here. Mm-hmm. The ladies are taking over the ledge. Deal with it. Here's a little leg, boys.
Cork it. Yeah.
Maybe. You know what? I'm okay with that. And maybe the fact that there is very little context to this isn't a bad thing.
She's just leaving it open. It's art, right? It's open to interpretation.
But then there's the conversation about whether a public official should be
posting pictures of their legs.
Stepping into that should, element of...
Should Jimmy recreate this one?
That's not the worst idea I've seen, I've heard today.
Yeah, but my feet don't touch the ground. I'd have to be sitting on my milk crate.
Even better.
Do you still have a pair of those high heels?
Oh, for sure he does.
We might have them here somewhere.
Down in one of your bins.
Do we have a fancy carpet in here, or is everything just utilitarian gray?
Everything's the exact gray.
Yeah.
They replaced the old gray with new gray.
What carpet can we put in that we don't have to actually vacuum?
Oh, that's the gray.
Dirt. Okay, yeah.
It kind of depresses everyone.
Throw that in. Go take a look in the tickle trunk, the locker room tickle trunk, to see if those red patent shoes, if you still have a pair of those.
Or why don't I just do the usual, because my look is black socks. I'm black sock
True,
Jimmy.
True, you are black sock Jimmy.
I think it's funnier if you got a pair of patent shoes
with
on.
With black socks.
Go borrow a pair from Jackie, see if she'll let you put those moccasins in her shoes.
The Locker Room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Again, if you want to see that picture that we were just talking about that Danielle Smith tweeted out when she was sworn in, at the Alberta Ledge. It's just a picture of her leg and her feet and the carpet. And it just says, it's a beautiful day. By the way, follow me on Twitter. I follow everybody back. Yeah. Follow for a follow. We're trying to recreate it with Jimmy. We did get some texts on it, which are worth bringing up.
So Jason Lazant said, we will see Rachel Notley's response in a couple of months if she recreates it. Yeah. Donald said, yeah, if Notley did it, the media would be silent and you would hear crickets.
I don't know.
It might be a different tone, though. Like, when the mayor of Calgary did it, all the comments were like, you go, girl.
I get where Donald's coming from, but that would not go unnoticed. If Notley did it, it would be brought up. You're right. The tone would be different because of the different sides politically. Yeah. So there is an element to that, Donald, but I don't agree with you. I don't think it would be crickets. People would be bringing it up.
People would be talking about it. It just might be a different tone.
Yeah, it'd be a different feel for sure. And yeah, but it wouldn't go unnoticed.
Walter just said, girl power.
Girl power. What did Anita say? Something about shoes.
Well, she was just saying, don't they buy new shoes as a symbol for their tenure? But now it's the only one I know with that is the finance minister buys a new pair of boots or whatever.
Or
every budget they get a new pair of shoes,
and then they release a picture of. Do they release a picture of their feet?
I don't think so.
In the shoes?
No, I don't think so. But
yeah,
maybe they do.
Maybe I think Anita's right. There is some shoe thing there with that. I don't think this is it. I'm pretty sure she was copying the mayor from Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? To give Danielle Smith the benefit of the doubt, now that we've talked about it, I think she was doing a little of the, hey, the ladies are in the ledge here right
ladies
now.
Ladies are taking over.
Look out, boys. And there's not going to be any Jameson at lunch. Well, maybe.
I could see that.
I could see her tipping a few.
Yeah.
Tom won't let this space movie go, eh?
No, it sounds like it's happening. So even though Russia beat him to it to make the first movie in space.
In space, yeah.
Now he's saying, okay, well, I'm going to be the first person to do a spacewalk.
So I'm not just going to be in the space station.
The first civilian.
The first civilian, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's saying, I'm not only going to be the first, I'm going to film in space in the space station. I'm going to get outside of it now and go for a walk.
Wow. As much as it makes total sense that Tom Cruise will film a movie in space, walk around in space, legitimately be that guy on the space station, wouldn't it be funnier if the guy that sells you booze at the Costco liquor store, Jerry, was the first guy?
Oh, yeah. For sure, that would be way better.
But Jerry, good for you!
I'm not
what
sure.
What was it like, man?
Jerry awesome. Could pass the requirements to do a spacewalk. You know what
it
I mean?
It was crazy. I'm so glad I had my iPhone with me.
I'm not sure that Jerry gets up to space safely.
I agree, but it would be...
It would be way more entertaining.
Way more entertaining. So is that being filmed soon?
They just keep talking about it. It's got a budget of a couple hundred million.
Is Tom the guy that where this happens and then we hear about it 2 months later? Or I don't know if he's going to be able to get away with that. There's no way. He seems like the guy that would want this to be...
I bet we hear about it afterwards. Like once he's already done it?
Yeah. No.
You don't think so?
I think he would do some kind of post from space.
He doesn't post anywhere.
He doesn't
though.
Do any of that. No.
Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking.
Because they were
this
when
is
they were,
too big a deal.
But
though.
When they were doing the Mission Impossibles and they and all the big stunts, people were posting him on the motorcycle jumping in the air and stuff like that. I could see him doing
but I was wondering
stuff
if,
like that. Like
remember
his publicist.
He broke his ankles? There was a ton
I was wondering,
of video around that.
Like how soon when did we find out about that stuff, though?
And when he healed Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Laid hands on him.
That we didn't get a video of. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that conversation. But.
So it's the director from The Bourne Identity is who he's working with to do this space movie on the space station.
Well, again, like I said, it makes sense. I still got my hopes for Jerry from the liquor store.
I want you to want
bag milk.
Oh, it's exciting day.
Opening day.
Christmas morning.
We'll explain more next week, but we're going to want you to be at least aware of the power of the mullet from the locker room. More details next week, okay?
I'm ready.
We'll leave it at that. So tonight we got the opening game, and I thought this would be an interesting way to kick off opening season here for what will probably be a very exciting hockey season for the city of Edmonton. But let's remove the Edmonton Oilers from the equation. Do you think there's anybody else in Canada that has a shot at the Stanley Cup outside of the Oilers?
I'm going to be annoying and say Ottawa.
Wow.
I don't want to give, and I don't believe that either. I don't want to give credit to anybody else. So I'm going to say the one team that I don't think anybody will get mad at me for. And I'm not going to say the one down south, and I'm not going to say the other one in Ontario. So I'm going to say Ottawa. They're not going to win, but that's who in this horrible choice that you've made me do, that's who I'm going to pick.
Okay. Yeah, nobody cares about the Senators.
No, nobody cares.
I have zero feelings about the Senators.
Most people just don't even know they exist. So
I didn't even know they were still a team.
See? There you go.
Yeah,
perfect answer by me.
What are you excited most about with where this team is at, Bag Milk?
I was thinking about that because obviously it's opening day for the Oilers today. I've been thinking about it that I've been working for Oilers Nation now for 15 years, since 2007.
Wow.
Or maybe 2008. So I started as a contracting on the side, then joined full time. But every year we get excited for the Oilers. Every year we get excited that something's going to happen. And every year we believe in our hearts, because we're Oilers fans and we're drinking the Kool-Aid, that this is the year. But for real, this time, the Edmonton Oilers have a very good hockey team.
Yeah.
A lot of the issues that we had last year, everybody's like, oh, you got to get rid of the goaltending. The goaltending needs to be upgraded. Well, they upgraded the goaltending. We've got better goaltending this year than we did last year. The forwards are better this year than they were last year. There's questions on defense, but it's passable. And as we get into the season, I think the Oilers are going to add. I think they're going to be buyers at the trade deadline. And I think they're going to really make an all-in push for it this year. So knowing that they're good already, knowing that the likelihood that they're going to add more as the season goes on to try and take a deeper run, that's exciting. It feels like the Kool-Aid is going down extra smooth this year. And honestly, for the first time that I've been doing this, I really believe it.
For me, I think it's the mindset. And I've started to see it. Last year was a really strong indication that this team has figured out what they need to do to make a run, right? And they fell short last year, but I get the sense that watching them play and how they're playing, it's a different team, right? And it's a team too, and I think their young guys needed some room to move, Connor included, on the leadership side of things. Just watching him negotiate in the playoffs and, you know, calling guys over and it'll be interesting to see them this year.
I'm with you. I think that guys have to learn how to win. And sometimes, I mean, you hear the guys, we love talking about the 80s Oilers in this city.
Yeah.
We love it. And if you listen to those guys, we've heard the stories a million times. They had to lose to the Islanders before they took the next step and then ended up winning a Stanley Cup. Now, was losing to the Western Conference Finals to the Avalanche that next step? I don't know. But I think that for a lot of players on this team that are back from that run, they kind of saw what it takes to get to that final step in the playoffs. And I think that's going to serve them well this year. I don't think we're going to see a 2-month lull like we got last year. I don't know if you guys remember the hits I was doing with you last year in like December, January, when the wheels were falling off.
Yeah.
Those were dark days. But then Woodcroft came in and the whole vibe changed. So now we've got our guy, our power pose hero, standing behind the bench.
Most handsome coach in the NHL.
Most handsome coach in the NHL. And I think that all of that is going to push us forward.
Six straight home games to start the year too.
Yeah.
Which is
if you look at those games, there's a bunch of winnable games in there. The Oilers have a real good chance to get off on another hot start. Like, I expect them to beat Vancouver tonight. I expect them to beat Calgary on Saturday. I know that's going to be a tougher one, but there's some games in here that they got to win. Also some good tests.
It's the only Battle of Alberta in Edmonton, isn't it, this year? Something like that?
Oh, that's weird.
It's just like, how is that a thing that happened? After the playoff run we had last year, after the excitement in both cities and just the league as a whole, they give us three Battles of Alberta and we're done before New Year's.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Somebody messed that up somewhere.
Wow. It's not
as... somebody messed that up big time.
It's not as egregious as letting the ref do a speech before the puck drop.
Well, that's what everybody wants, you know? They pay their ticket, they spend their money, they buy their tickets, they put their jersey on, they're excited for the game, and they're like, you know what? This night is not complete unless I hear what Wes McCauley has to say.
I'd like to see them do that in an Oilers game. Somebody would drop over the glass.
English and French.
Go
in English and French.
Go fight the ref. I watched that 30 times, and every time I got more confused. Somebody needs to be fired. Whoever thought that was a good idea, please tell me they're unemployed today. They're working at Denny's. Let's talk about that Oilers Nation watch party that you guys got happening on Saturday. Give us the rundown there, Bagmo.
Yeah, so we got a Battle of Alberta happening on Saturday, so we thought there's no better time to throw a kickoff party than on Saturday. We haven't been able to do one of these season launch parties since 2009 because, you know, a certain thing happened. So we're super excited that we're able to throw a season launch party. So at Soho on Saturday night, we are throwing a watch party. We have got swag bags. So tickets are available to that on nationgear.ca right on the front page. It's going to hit you in the face when you go there. So you can't miss it. $25. We're raising money for Sports Central. You'll get a t-shirt. You will get a bunch of gift cards. You will get entered into raffles. And then we've got Riff Raff, the AC/DC cover band, after the game happening.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have a little post-game party as well. So it's going to be a fun night.
Nice. And that sounds like a great night.
You're going to want to be there.
Soho is a great spot if you haven't been there. Great pizza, live music. Yeah, it's a good spot.
Very cool.
I'm super excited, and just I'm a huge AC/DC guy too, and I love a good cover band. So this is all in my wheelhouse.
There we go. Bag Milk, Oilers Nation, as always, thank you for your time, my friend. Go Oilers, go.
Thanks, boys.
You're in the Locker Room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
So this is about bald men. Sexiest bald men?
So Vin Diesel is the hottest bald man of the year.
And who did he dethrone? I didn't even know this was a thing.
Prince William.
Oh, wow.
So Prince William used to be the hottest bald man in the world.
That's not a good dome on it. Prince William, though. I don't agree with that at all.
Well, so what they did is it's science. So they looked at facial golden ratio, Twitter analysis of people talking about them, net worth, height. And then they also looked at, this is real, the cranial shine factor. Okay. So if you get a good shine off your head, you score higher in the hot scale. Apparently.
I thought shine wasn't good.
I guess they want shine on the bald head now.
Because shine is like sweaty and I get that glow every once in a while.
Yeah, they said he had good shine factor, so that made him score the sexiest score.
I thought we were trying to avoid shine.
Google it.
I think bald men want the shine, but men with your haircut, maybe not.
Look because at you don't, everything I'm
you're
Googling
not fully
is...
My hair's growing back.
They're saying...
on your back.
They're saying that
you
should get a good shine going.
What's his nut? From the Jays, he's like the sidelines guy. His head is not shiny. They've done something, like they've thrown something on his head to make sure that the lights don't glare.
Well, they
off
do
of
that
it.
When you're on TV, right? They powder your head to take away the shine.
Yeah, baby powder or
whatever. Right?
This is saying like having a shiny head is like a thing that bald men want, and they're even accusing some guys of shining their heads.
Like using a buffer.
It's kind of like Jimmy using like lifts in his shoes or performance enhancing drugs in his sport.
People getting their wife to buff their head in the morning.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay. I did not know this.
Vin Diesel, then it was Stanley Tucci. I don't really know.
Tucci.
Okay.
Who's Stanley Tucci?
Devil Wears Prada.
He was one of the scientists in that. The movie Core?
Nope.
Okay. Or they try to go to the middle of the earth?
Nope.
Shamar Moore?
I don't know any of these guys.
Shamar Moore is... Well, he's been in a bunch of superhero
stuff.
Recognize
him. He was in Prison Break, which I'm rewatching right now.
He was in SWAT, the TV show. He was in Birds of Prey, the TV show.
Then Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide.
Okay.
Him I get.
Prince William.
He's pretty sexy.
Yeah. Prince William. Jason Statham.
Prince William, I'm sorry, that's a bad lid. Because he's like me, he's still trying to hang on to the dream.
I was wondering if he even qualifies as a bald guy because he's still trying to hold on to the sides.
Yeah, no.
And his head's flat. Like
there is a flathead version of it.
There's like a block-shaped head.
Jason Statham, Bruce Willis, Joe Rogan, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Mike Tyson, and then Mike from Breaking Bad. Oh, no, Mike from Breaking Bad was snubbed. So Mike Tyson was last place.
Mike Tyson. Yeah. I'll give him. Joe Rogan, the only thing with Joe is that he always looks like he's under stress. His head is like, do you know what I mean?
It's condensed.
He's got meat on spots that he shouldn't have meat on.
Right.
Right? Am I the only guy?
He's got a muscular head, yeah.
He's got, like, somehow he's worked out his head. He works out his face muscles or something.
But I find it funny how you criticize people's melons, and you have an ugly dome.
I got a bad dome. Well, that's why I'm doing the Prince William
thing. That's why he's holding on to it.
Because I know, like, listen, shave her right down, remember?
You did shave your head all the way down to the skin.
I look like an extra from 12 Monkeys.
Yeah, you look like something from X-Files.
I think on the show, Grant and I kind of tie for sexiest dome.
Yeah. Jimmy's got a good dome.
Jimmy's got a nice
round and big and
I wish I
chunky.
Had your hair. Like I was explaining to somebody about you and hair growth. You just need to think about it.
I shaved it off in like May, and it was like down to the
It's remarkable.
Is it May or June?
Quickly he grows.
That hair grows fast.
Yeah, you're like a walking chia pet. It's unbelievable.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. Not the kind of threesome you would wish for, but it's probably going to be the only threesome you'll ever get.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.